Oh, you haven't heard? Written by NB. Read by KLB. Fandom, Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. 5 times people didn't know Tobin was gender fluid, and 1 time someone does. 1. A he-him day. It's an average Tuesday on the 4th floor, and Tobin can't see anything on his computer screen thanks to his brain fog. It had been a long night, followed by a long day of coding. He decided a walk around the office could help his sludgy brain. Tobin waltzes over to Max and a few other programmers on the floor, hearing his animated voice that was frankly a little too loud for an office. So after that, he's presented with these 2 options. And so there's these 2 amazing choices, and you're like, what is he gonna do? While Max continues blathering, Tobin's tired mind stops trying to figure out the context and just goes along. So he goes on for a while, being like super indecisive and stuff. Same, Tobin blurts, unexpectedly drawing the eyes of the other coders. Even Max scrunches his eyebrows together, seemingly not getting it. I just meant like, you know, gender stuff, he offers, suddenly shy. He crosses his arms together as he waits. What do you mean? Max asks, eyebrows almost close enough to kiss each other. Y'all know I'm gender fluid, right? I thought that was obvious. Tobin walks away with a snort, knowing the eyes of the others are likely following him, but suddenly not caring. 2. A they-them day. Tobin's wearing their favorite shirt as they walk into Simon's office, swinging on the doorframe. Hey, Simon! Just wanted to say, I'm a huge fan of the suit today. You look phenomenal. Simon gives a small smile at that and begins, thank you. You look pretty snazzy in your outfit, if I may say so. You may indeed, they interject with a smirk. Actually, though, I don't really get your shirt. He squints, as if that'll somehow help him, while Tobin moves their sweater out of the way. The shirt has a string of 1s and 0s striped with bright colors. Is it just because you're a coder? Simon guesses, still staring at the other's chest. It's non-binary, because that's what the code is. They shoot finger guns at Simon with a cheeky smile as Simon processes. Oh, cool. I didn't know. Hell yeah! Born this way, baby! Tobin announces, strutting out of Simon's office. 3. A they-them day. Uh-oh. Joan was walking toward Tobin in her classic, you did something very wrong and now you will pay for it, posture. Tobin thinks over everything they've done for the past week. They have definitely done an okay amount of work. It could be better, but it wasn't their worst. They don't think they forgot to do any paperwork or missed any meetings. They still haven't figured it out by the time Jones slams something down on Tobin's desk. Hey, buddy. Want to take this job seriously next time? Tobin glances down at the papers and sees the mandatory paperwork they filled out earlier this week. They start to shuffle through the pages, looking to see if they missed anything. I don't... Tobin starts, as Joan rolls her eyes. Page 2? The basic info you have to provide about yourself? I mean, come on, Tobin. It's not that hard. Tobin suddenly remembers and flips to page 2, seeing their scrawled handwriting in the gender section reading, fuck. Okay, maybe that wasn't their best move. Okay, 1, I admit that probably wasn't the best solution, but, hear me out. There's just the 2 checkboxes for gender, so I'm at least a little justified. Tobin braces for impact as their boss grabs the papers out of their hand. Her eyes scan the page, and Tobin's stomach becomes more tumultuous by the second. Oh, is all she says at first. Tobin doesn't dare say anything, just sits quietly. Nothing witty to say this time. I Sorry. I'll get that changed. Thanks. At that, she walks away, and Tobin lets out the breath they'd been holding. All things considered, it went pretty well. They turn their attention back to their screen and begin typing once again. 4. A she-her day. The elevator doors open and Tobin struts in like she owns the place. Assorted eyes around the office follow her as she heads to her desk, dress swinging and heels clicking on the tile floor. She wears a classic black A-line dress, showing off her shoulders and some of her chest hair. Her heels are strappy and black, with a chunky heel, far too high to be comfortable to wear all day. She walks by the other desks and sets down her bag. Damn! Mackenzie fully spins around in her chair, eyes locked on Tobin. You look so fucking good, man! Why, thank you. Tobin gives a small curtsy and continues with a smile. Not really a man, though. Mackenzie's eyebrows raise and she guesses. Woman, then? Tobin shakes her head. Gender fluid, she explains, giving a fake hair flip in the air. Oh, sweet! Mackenzie scoots over, offering a high five. The two smack hands, and Tobin silently thanks her with a nod and a look. 5. A they-them day. Tobin is absolutely thrilled to meet Mo when they come into the office party to DJ. The two hit it off immediately, and it doesn't go unnoticed. Amongst the chattering and low lights, Mo lets out a deep belly laugh, and Tobin feels their smile threaten to split their face in half. Zoe gives them a weird look from across the room, and not so subtly starts making her way over. Uh-oh, we alerted the boss, Tobin says to Mo, nodding their head towards Zoe. Oh no, prepare for the worst. The two share a giggle and quickly mask their faces as Zoe makes her way over. Hey, pals! That's weird, I've never said that in my life. Anyways, I see you two are really getting along. She trails off, confusion tainting her features. Yeah, Tobin's great. Right back at you, they respond with a wink towards Mo. Wow, that's great. I guess I just didn't expect it. What did you expect, Zoe? We're both queer, gender fluid, and people of color. I mean, we have more in common, they say, gesturing between them and Mo, than I do with most of the office, let's be real. Wait, you're gender fluid? Zoe bluntly asks, unable to stop herself. Yeah, Zoe, last time I checked, Tobin says, exchanging a smile with Mo. Zoe looks down for a second, wheels turning in her head. Huh, she eloquently concludes. Anyways, if you need a good place to get femme clothes that fit, Mo starts at Tobin, the two turning away from Zoe and the rest of the party, each happy to find someone who understands. Plus one. A she-her day. Hey, sleepyhead. Leaf smiles at the sight of his messy-haired date mate. Tobin wipes the sleep out of her eyes and yawns. Her back cracks as she twists and walks toward the kitchen. She's in the t-shirt she stole from Leaf long ago and a pair of sweats. Leaf grins like an idiot and returns his attention back to their breakfast, currently in the making. You're making breakfast? And you let me sleep in? God, I love you, Tobin says, slumping into the bar chair, vaguely watching Leaf's motions. I love you too. And you needed the sleep. You looked tired last night. Couldn't even last through movie night, he teases. Look, Tobin starts, with a cautionary hand pointing at Leaf. The man looks over at the other and waits. She seemingly gives up or forgets as she pulls out her phone and starts scrolling. Leaf gives a chuckle and returns his attention once again to the kitchen. After a while, Leaf emerges from the kitchen carrying two plates and gives Tobin a kiss on the head. God, I love you, Tobin says, starting to shovel food in her mouth as soon as Leaf sets down the plate. He watches for a moment as she gets food in her beard and Leaf feels himself melt. Suddenly, he remembers their morning routine and asks, "Pronouns for the day?" Leaf realizes his bad timing as Tobin sets down her fork and takes a second to chew and swallow hastily. She, her, I think? She ponders for a moment and then nods. "Yeah, she, her." "Fantastic. I love you," Leaf replies, giving her a chaste kiss and smiling. After a second, Leaf finally picks up his fork and begins eating. The end.